Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he will support raising the debt ceiling into December, reversing course and offering a path to avoid a federal default. But he made the announcement also saying Democrats could go it alone through the reconciliation process.
This year, Democrats requested and won new powers to repeatedly reuse the reconciliation process. In the past few days, Democrats in both the House and Senate have publicly admitted their party could handle the debt limit that way. Our colleagues have plenty of time to get it done before the earliest projected deadline. There would be potential for time agreements to wrap it up well before any danger.
A planned procedural vote on legislation to suspend the debt limit for 2 years was delayed in the Senate recess so lawmakers could discuss their next steps. Republicans were prepared to block the legislation, but the new emerging agreement sets the stage for a sequel of sorts in December, when Congress will again face pressing deadlines to fund the government and raise the debt limit before heading home for the holidays. Something White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki took note of, criticizing Republicans for kicking the can down the road.
If we're looking at the best options, why kick the can down the road a couple of more weeks? Why create an additional layer of uncertainty? Why not just get it done now? That's what we're continuing to press for, and that's our first choice.
For now, McConnell's offer allows Republicans to avoid any condemnation they would have gotten for causing a financial crisis. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has repeatedly warned a failure to increase the nation's borrowing power would cause the U.S. to default on its debt for the first time ever and spiral into a financial crisis the U.S. may not be able to manage. A concern President Joe Biden echoed during a meeting with business leaders at the White House to garner their support for his Build Back Better agenda of social and environmental spending.
Our markets are rattled. America's savings are on the line. The American people, your savings, your pocketbook are directly impacted by this stunt. My Republican friends need to stop playing Russian roulette with the U.S. economy.
He also hit back at Republicans for the debt in the first place.
The reason we have to raise the debt limit is in part because of the policies of the previous administration, which incurred nearly $8 trillion in bills in 4 years, some of which Democrats voted for. More than a quarter of all the debt now outstanding. We had to raise the debt limit three times when Donald Trump was president. And the Republicans moved to raise it each time, and each time the Democrats supported the effort to raise the debt. But now Republicans won't raise the debt limit despite being responsible.
At the White House event, the president leaned into the credibility of corporate America, a group that has traditionally been aligned with Republicans on tax and financial issues. He met with the heads of Citi, J.P. Morgan Chase, and NASDAQ in person and virtually to say the debt limit must be lifted. Although the details have yet to be worked out, Congress has just days to act before the October 18th deadline, when the Treasury Department has warned it would quickly run short of funds to handle the nation's already accrued debt load. I'm Christina Onestad, reporting for KPFA.